This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 30th, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda today is a best efforts policy statement. Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Although you're moving so quickly, I wasn't quite ready. First of all, I want to commend my fellow commissioners and also our staff, particularly in OGC, for all the work that was done on not just this, but all the other policies we're going to be considering today, which all are an effort to improve the efficiency of how we carry out our enforcement job. This best efforts policy is a proposal to modify our enforcement policy with respect to the best efforts defense. Currently, our policy has been to only allow this defense when a committee fails to obtain certain contributor information that they need for the reports that they file with us. That's in our regulation 104.7B. However, the statute itself provides, and I quote, when the treasurer of a political committee shows that best efforts have been made to obtain, maintain, and submit the information required by the act for any report, basically, then they're considered to be in compliance. What this proposed change is going to do is to give effect to the full statutory language and not just a part of it. We had a lawsuit about this sometime back, a case called Lovely versus FEC, in which a federal district court told the FEC that it could not ignore the broader statutory language and focus exclusively on one part of it. This policy proposal, I believe, if ultimately adopted after a comment period, will bring the Commission's enforcement policy into line with the court's proper reading of the statute and the statute itself. It outlines what we will consider best efforts to be, the considerations that we'll take into account, and I would move that we adopt this and put it out for public comment.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, Commissioner Von Spakovsky has moved the adoption of Agenda Document 06-76. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Madam Secretary, if you can record that Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion passed by the affirmative vote of 5-0. The next item on our agenda. I'm new to all of this, and these things sometimes slip by. The motion is to adopt Agenda Document 06-76 and to make and to empower the Office of the General Counsel to make any technical and conforming amendments necessary to publish that document in the Federal Register. Am I correct in that regard?
Yes, it is, and I should have made that part of my motion, Mr. Vice Chairman, and that includes, if I may, one slight amendment, which is simply to, and here are copies for all the commissioners, is to take out part of one sentence on the first page, and this was recommended by the OGC. It's really, to me, it's a technical amendment, but they thought it was substantive enough that we should deal with it and then let them do all the other technical changes. And as you can see, it's to take out the wording that the committee took all reasonable steps to properly obtain, maintain, or submit information reports to the commission as required by FECA. And it's down towards the bottom of page one. And this particular language was taken out in some other parts to make this uniform throughout. So if we could make that part of the motion.
Certainly. I'm sorry. I was sort of hoping all this would go smoothly, and already I've stumbled. So, Madam Secretary, do you have a copy of this document as amended?
No, I do not.
Okay. We can assure that she has one. So the motion would be to adopt Agenda Document 06-76 with the additional amendment made here at the table that on the first page of the document in the second paragraph, the sentence with respect to 11 CFR 104.7A, that sentence would have the words that the committee took all reasonable steps to properly obtain, maintain, or submit information reports to the commission as required by FECA. Those words would be omitted from that sentence, and the sentence would then continue that the failure to properly obtain, maintain, or submit required information, and the sentence would continue as in agenda document 06-76, and that additionally the Office of General Counsel will be empowered to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments for publication in the Federal Register.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, good. With all of those, with all of that said, is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record that Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion passed with a, by the vote of 5-0.